Looking to get into sports betting? Well, look no further than HedgeBetter. Traditional sports is rigged anyway. Here at HedgeBetter, we're working hard to create and develop the platform that revolutionizes the future of how we as a nation view sports betting. Traditional sports betting is designed to favor books and lose you money. HedgeBetter puts the odds in your hands, cuts out the middleman, and aims to empower a future generation of sports bettors. At HedgeBetter, your bet is an asset, and we give you all the tools to maximize your profits and potential. We can't wait to come to your state soon and help you make the most of your sports betting experience. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website at www.hedgebetter.com to learn more and sign up for our mailing list. To stay up to date with all of our content, podcasts, including Steel and Naz, promotion, and events, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and click on the link on our website to check out our blog. Everyone, even on Monday, let's have a day. Here again, welcome to Steel and Naz, brought to you by HedgeBetter from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Tonight, our 69th episode special. While still with no Rachel Starr, we tried, but
tried
magic
to come.
Didn't happen.
Tried and came up swinging a mess as you swinging a big mess.
Me and Magic went to a little joint called Alex's one time. Now Rachel Starr was there. She signed a picture for us. Two Matt and Mike love Rachel Starr, so we thought we had a little bit better shot. She said love.
Oh yeah, good pull. Yeah, good pull.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll get there.
I'm a little disappointed. I guess she doesn't love us.
We'll get to the Rachel.
She loves us, but she loves a lot of guys.
I give Magic a lot of credit too, because you know he wasn't just looking for some OnlyFans or IG model to get on the show. He was going for the big courts. He was going for
aim high.
Aim high, miss high. There we go.
But for that reason, we are going to run down a little porn draft, I think.
Yeah.
And I should honestly, I'm gonna do mushrooms like on cam next episode to make up for this. Maybe at the live show.
Make up for what?
I have to make up for letting the people down on episode 69. Okay. I got a nice shirt. I hope you like that.
We'll get in some talk right out of the gate about our live event coming up next Friday. Frank Irish Pub. We'll have a little lockout talk. I'll let these guys talk about porn for a little bit. And then, we jump right on the back end with Bruins, Celtics. Juwan Howard getting suspended. What we thought about that. Our new segment that we did, our Locks of the Week, which laying down the law, sponsored and presented by our guy Pat Foley at the... Was it Pat Foley? Law offices of Pat Foley.
Yep.
That will take a little bit to get in, a little bit of a tongue twister. But yeah, we have a great show tonight. And instead of breaking up and going into an interview, we're just going to kick it off right away. So the big thing that's kind of been on the topic of conversation, with sports, with football being over, basketball and hockey, coming in and out of their all-star breaks, is the topic of baseball. And, there's been a lockout, and to get you up to speed, it's been all about money. It hasn't been really about the players or anything like that. It's just been all about the money. They can't come to an agreement. There's like little incentive things that they can't do. And now they're saying Rob Manfred, the quotation of my guy Frank Fleming, said if they can't come to an agreement by Monday, which it's Thursday tonight, Monday, February 28th, that games will be canceled. And, for me, it would be a damn shame to see him canceled, because you'd be like, for your bottom of the line baseball fan, not seeing it's 130 games. Like, who cares about those 30 games then? I think the players are gonna be hurt by this, but I look really into it, and it speaks, because we've had Dave Griffin on the show here. We've had who's that other Milton kid from Northeastern there?
It's a long last name.
Sam
Jacob Sack. We've had some minor leaguers on here. Even big shout out to Matt Duffy, former minor leaguer, got in the bigs for a little bit. They're going to be suffering the most, because through this agreement, if you get rid of games, you get rid of some money for these players. Yeah, for Bryce Harper at $40 million, $50 million a year, that's not going to do much. For a guy who's barely making enough to live above water, that, I think that's really going to hurt a lot of people.
Oh yeah, the down and dirty. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of looking into it a little bit, and I don't know if you know Mark Appel, if you've ever heard of him. He was like the first overall pick a few years back.
We get it. You know prospects. Go on.
No, you should kind of know of him from the Phillies. Okay. He was the first overall pick.
Yep. No, I do know who you're talking about.
He signed, when you sign, get drafted as a first overall pick, you get a $4 million signing bonus. And he did a Twitter thread of kind of explaining the side of it. And
He's like, yeah, I'm fine. I was lucky enough to, you know, get this bonus. I'm still a lifer in the minor league, so I'm not affected by it as much. But then he gave her, you know, what the problems are and kind of what, you know, I guess solutions could be. And, like, he brought up a ton of good points. It's a great thread on his Twitter account. If you have time to read it, look it over. But, you know, one of these kind of ideas, that, you know, that's separating them, it's like, you know, these minor leaguers are making $40,000 a year. They don't know if they're going to get traded. They can't sign apartment leases. You know, they're going traveling and this, and the other thing. So, you know, it's impossible. You know, they have seven guys living in one apartment at times. Like, that's pretty ridiculous, especially for, you know, an international people coming over here, you know, can't even speak English. All of this, you know, you're living in terrible quarters. The, you don't have these, you know, high tech, you know, food, you know, nutritionists to literally get you better at the game you're here to get better at in the minor leagues.
Yeah, like if you go down a rabbit hole, like a lot of, like, it is a tough time
they
in the minors for some of those
toast
guys.
And
yeah,
fucking bacon.
Maybe some cheese.
Like,
maybe.
Literally, they go to a restaurant and they add bacon. That's all they order.
You even see today, you had Chris Sale and a bunch of the Red Sox working out at Florida Gulf Coast because they couldn't work out anywhere else. And Chris Sale probably owns that place by now with the amount of money he's put into his alma mater. And actually, he lit up a home run to a college guy today. So, but long story short, like, they're getting their workouts in Florida still, but not with the squad.
Yeah, and like, there are so many options and ideas. Like, you know, one of them was just like, why not just buy an apartment complex for your or a hotel in place, you know, your minor leaguers in that hotel and just rent out, use the other payments for the half of it to pay for it. You know what I mean? It's like, it will be a known facility.
You're a problem fixer guy.
Yeah. It's just, I think that's a great
idea.
That's
a good fix.
I mean, it's a, like, people keep saying, you know, well, all right, a millionaire versus a billionaire problem. You know, these pros are fighting for the minor leaguers, and I get it, and I understand it, and I side with them. If you want to, you know, cared about my take, I think it's like, you know, it's tough. You know, you're playing a game you love, but you worked your ass off to get there. You've got to live and survive. I get how hard it is, especially for, you know, the 90% that don't make it, and that's of, you know, the challenge to get there. But, you know, if you give these people more shots, you know, you could develop a better team, you know, but these owners should be putting this in. Manfred has dropped the ball every step of the way. I mean, fucking Charlie Baker's trying to say, I'm going to fix this. The labor union.
Charlie Baker?
We have some pretty fucking big issues here. What,
Charlie
baseball?
Baker, the governor?
No, he's not the governor. He's the labor head of labor unions in the United States now. Who's our old mayor?
That's a tough one.
Marty Walsh.
Marty Walsh. Boy.
Oh, yeah. Marty Walsh is getting involved with the
He's trying to, but it's like,
Massachusetts respect. Saves America.
Honestly, respect.
What else?
It's like, you have nothing else to do. Nothing. Nothing?
The strangest part of this, and which is the timeline itself, which is ironic, it's very, it can, you know, if it digs deep, it can go out to like what COVID happened where they played 60 games. Like, what if this deal doesn't get done till June 1st? Then they're only getting half a season. These minor leaguers are getting hung out to dry. And at the end of the day, they're probably going to shorten playoffs. Teams won't be included because I think that's what they're pushing for. They're pushing for, by Monday, we're going to take away these games. And, you know, you're going to get paid less. So the players are going to go back to them and be like, okay, then we're taking away these play-in games, the shit we don't like that we don't have to play. So then at this point, they're just going to be fighting back and forth, and no one's going to be happy at the end of the day. I'm going to keep going. The coolest part about this whole thing, the only cool part about it, is when the pen gets the paper, the deal happens, is this might be the most banana land unbelievable free agent, free agency.
That day.
You still have Chris Bryant unsigned, Carlos Correa, Freddie Freeman, Trevor Story, Nick, another home run, Castellanos, even like guys like Clayton Kershaw has been signed,
who?
Kelly Jansen, Michael Conforto, Anthony Rizzo. Yeah, figure it out, Magic. But my bottom line is all these guys are absolute studs. 2-0
count, and there's a home run keep. Like,
yeah. He doesn't even get the joke. But
is that either Detroit Tigers guy?
He was, and then he played for a few teams.
Cincinnati Reds, yeah. I don't need to get in that. I think people know that what's going on. But I think that's the craziest and coolest part about it. If there's anything to take away from it, is is the day it gets signed, is it's going to be total electricity. See if the Red Sox can get anyone.
Maybe that's why they're doing it.
Freddie Freeman, Yankees. See you there.
And you know what's going to be? You know what's funny though is like how much illegal deals are.
Oh, all of those are signed. Like everyone he just named is signed.
Signed.
There's no ink on the paper, but they're there.
Carlos Correa already knows where he's going.
Absolutely, 100%.
Oh yeah.
And they know it. Like the that is just waiting.
That's
for that
actually
day.
A great point too. Like they know where they're going.
100%.
And a lot of these guys. Like I could
you
see,
know until the
I could
until
see,
the money's thrown around. What if someone throws a ridiculous offer and they're like, "I gotta go."
Well, the money,
I think
they already have.
They've already had those conversations.
They're legally doing this.
For me though, because there's a lot of guys that are probably gonna stay put. Like I think Correa will end up staying put. I think Freddie Freeman, although the Yankees look appetizing, stays put. Travis Story probably gonna get moved, and Clayton Kershaw is another guy where you don't know where he's going.
Yeah, I think Kershaw, if anything, stays.
Yeah.
You'd be dumb to not. That's what's a better choice?
As long as
you're
they're willing,
and you're staying. Yeah, how could you not be willing to sign Clayton Kershaw? Yeah. Besides his injuries and his choking, but choking, porn, nice.
There we go.
Your boy Tommy
nice work on
remaining unsigned.
He's not my boy. He went to fucking the Padres.
Didn't he play for the Rays?
He used to.
Yeah. That's my point.
He had a good season.
Oh, Jock Peterson, free agent too.
I love
Jock's
my guy.
Joe Kelly, get him back to the Get him back to squawing him. Get him back to squawing him.
Yeah, and if we're looking ahead and just say, fuck it, tomorrow, that they
back
come to
in
an agreement. AL East, the Red Sox are like fourth place.
That's what you said last year.
Don't
last
say
year.
That.
They
dude.
Are.
Yeah, they're going to finish dead last.
God damn you, dude. How are you blowing it in February?
I'm not blowing it in February.
They're going to be the number one team in the league.
I had plug here. We had a disagreement on Diamond Blades in the inaugural episode. Who knows when episode 2 gets launched. But the topic of conversation came up of, what's his name, your big third baseman shortstop there?
Franco.
First name. Wander. Wander Franco signs a 12-year, $20 million?
That's hot right now.
$20 million a year contract?
About $200, I think, for 13 years. There's, incentives and whatnot.
Yeah, but I think he got hosed. I think the Rays made out, big shots.
Well,
I think it's
that's
a
what
slam
they do.
Dunk. Slam dunk sign. But this guy's an idiot. The guy's 20 years old. Couldn't be making $50 million in, like,
No. So, okay. The Rays literally started this fucking trend of signing these prospects before they get through their arbitration and all this.
Not that long of a contract, though.
No. But they started with Evan Longoria. He got that 6 years at, it was $12 million a year, maybe, or so. And So the Braves have done it. The Red Sox have done it with, Bogaerts.
Because the Red Sox are a big market. The Braves are a pretty big market.
This is what Wander Franco is like. My God, I've never had I have Wander Franco into my 40s. I've never had a commitment to me this long in my life.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I love him.
Congratulations.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm
you got to sign jersey
I'm
by him, right?
He
oh, yeah. I want to.
I'm saying he fucked up because when
I love him
because when he takes all the payroll from the little payroll that the Rays have, they don't have Chaim Bloom, who got out and got their prospects. Let me finish, and the team sucks in 5 years, and he wants to get.
I've been missing the feuding between
you
two.
You have no fucking idea what you're fucking talking about.
He wants
none.
He wants
zero.
To get traded to the Yankees.
None.
He wants to go to the Red Sox. He wants to go to the Dodgers. If he gets traded because he doesn't like it in 5 years, he could have done a contract for 5 years, got out of there, went to.
Here's
the
where you're wrong, though. The,
Red Sox.
Rays are taking over. That's the part you don't get.
$50 million.
That's the part you don't get.
$50 million instead of 20, so he's losing money here.
But he's making.
You guys know something about losing money. You guys know something about losing money.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This kid's 19 years old. He can opt out after whatever. He's gonna be 28 going to the prime of his year, and then. Get that $500 million contract.
He could have done it at 25.
Who knows? What if he fucking doesn't? Isn't
he's making
yeah,
so
what if
much
he loves
money.
Tampa?
He's going to be good. He's.
I love Tampa. I take
the
pay cut.
Absolute.
How do you know, though?
Like, oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, I do, too. I think he's going to be
the
greatest baseball of all time,
he's
and I'm
decent.
Not even underrating
Who was the best
it?
Player decent. In the Red Sox-Rays series there? Definitely not Brandon Lau.
Ugh.
Definitely not anyone on the Red Sox.
No, definitely not
Hunter Renfro. I love Devers, but Wander Franco was the best player as a rookie in that series.
He's
no doubt.
No.
No doubt.
Believe me, I think he's going to go down as the greatest player of all time.
Wow.
Take it easy with that.
Just burning on flames right
now.
Dude.
No,
he's still going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Wander Franco.
Fuck.
No, but there's like there's just no way that a Tampa Bay Ray will ever be the best player ever. Straightforward.
You guys underestimate Tampa.
Steele, I want to give
he was the first 80 grade prospect ever.
There's not a fucking chance. Ever.
Steele, I want to give you a side of this argument. So do you agree with me or him that that 12-year, like $200 million, he shouldn't have signed that?
He absolutely should have. There's no way you stay on the Rays for 12 years. I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
No, wait, but, like,
but it doesn't matter the team. It's the money.
Well, if he sucks, he'll trade him, but otherwise, he's staying.
No, well, I mean, I'm sure there's options.
Yeah, he's definitely going to suck.
What if they suck?
Why?
They're not
going
to suck.
They're going to suck eventually. They have a low pay. They have low payroll. They will suck. They don't have Chaim Bloom, who was made magic out of that farm system for years and years. And now he's with the Reds.
I'll get down.
And they had Silverman, who went to the Dodgers 4 years ago, and they kept going. It's the scouts.
So when does Randy become a Yankee? How long do you guys have him for? That's my real Reyes question.
We have five.
I think you got four years.
Four years?
So then I get
Randy. We have five because
you get the old.
They did that old start because it was like, you know how the Cubs held down Chris Bryant until like June to get that extra year. I think Randy came up in 28.
This is great. This is our new segment called Stinging with Anton. You like that? Stinging with Anton.
I mean, you don't understand. Our starting pitcher, we have Shane McClanahan. Fucking, he's a rookie technically still. Drew Rasmussen.
We get it. You're gonna lose in the first round.
Shane Baz is just coming up.
Yeah.
We stole him in the Pirates deal for Chris Archer.
They're one of the biggest things I hate in all of respectfully hate in all of baseball. It's the Rays.
I like
pitching.
That you do the respectfully in there still.
Like Rays pitching is the worst.
It's like the Giants. They were like, how do they like?
Guy Logan Webb, that guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That guy's filthy.
And like Gosman, how do they turn him around? I mean, Orioles don't know how to develop a pitching prospect. Grayson Rodriguez is going to be a...
Aaron Judge cleared the bleachers, that was Gosman. Like when he hit it out of Yankee Stadium.
Gosman's now on Toronto. Again, where are they going to leap the fucking Red Sox? But... That was only a 2-game gap between the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Do you think Wander knows any porn stars down there? Maybe that's why he's down there.
He's 19, Mike.
I know. I'm imagining having that kind of money at 19 in Tampa. Are you kidding me, Naz? You signed that deal.
But you could have.
How much money has he made? Did he make?
He could have made 20.
How much did he make? How much is he making a year?
$20 million a year.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
In Tampa?
For five years. And then pull up the
Mike,
New York.
His first 3 years, he's making $500,000, $1 million, and then like $2 million. And then the next 3 years, he can't make over $15 million. So that's 6 years.
That's why it's ridiculous.
He can make 40 years. But it averages out almost, probably.
It doesn't.
He's making out like a bandit. He's living in the best city in the country. He's living in the best city in the country.
Come here 5 years from now.
Adam's just fucking mad.
I guarantee the
Rays. Why am I mad?
The Red Sox fans aren't even going to let Chaim Bloom like
Rays,
literally do
the,
his
the
job?
Rays win a World Series within 5 years. Yes or no? Yes,
I'd say next year.
There we go.
I'll jump off the Four River Bridge if they win.
I will jump off. You know what? I will
shake
jump
your
off
hand
the Four
on
River
that.
Bridge if they lose.
That's a stupid bet.
I will do it. And wait, can you die?
What's that, your lifetime?
I think the survival rate's high.
I
think it's high.
I need like a 99% chance.
I think we're close on that, I think.
If it's like 98, I'll do it.
I've never done it myself, but I think it's high.
I'll make that
bet. You're not making it out of there, dude.
We've upped the milk bets to jumping off bridges. I love it.
Deposit bridge.
I'll leave it here with the baseball talk.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
What?
The deposit bridge? All
right, I'll jump off
on
the deposit bridge.
Yeah, and just
die. What about
more.
The Sagamore?
let's
No, that's death.
That's instant death.
Let's get away from bridges. I'll end the baseball talk with this. So I've been seeing on Twitter, social media, just people, clipping pictures of different jerseys on Aaron Judge. What do you have to say about that, Mike Steele?
I wouldn't...
It's at the end of the year, right? Contract at the end of the year?
Yes. Yep. And they'll most likely give him an extension, so it's not really too worried about
I think they're at an impasse, though, no?
Ah, who knows?
I mean, there's so much not leaking right now that you don't really know. Would you really care? Like,
I care a bit.
He's good, but he hits... He's,
when he's healthy, he's on fire.
Like, I'd rather Freddie Freeman than Aaron Judge.
Well, we can have both.
Yeah. But,
that's like the Yankee difference.
All right, I'm just saying. But if instead of giving him Judge the money, give it to
Aaron Judge is the most underrated outfielder in baseball.
Fielding 100%.
He's good. Yeah,
he's an A plus fielder. He's an A plus.
But he can get everywhere. He throws smoke.
You got,
and when he's healthy, he hits like 285, 290.
I know.
Like, he's a very good baseball player.
But I'm just saying, I don't know.
Like, that wasn't a fluke. Like when he almost won, when he should have beat that little midget for MVP.
And I'm borderline not taking. I'm probably taking him over Freddie. As good as a player Freeman is, as good as the player Freddie Freeman is, I'm probably gonna take Aaron Judge over Freddie Freeman.
It's close because like no.
That you can say all you want. Who won the World Series this year? It's a team game.
I don't care about that. It doesn't matter. Freddie Freeman hits the piss out of the ball.
Hey, well, what does Aaron Judge do?
Love that phrase.
Also,
that
is like,
no, but he
doesn't just hit the piss out of the ball. He hits the bloody piss out of the ball.
Yes, he does.
Like, but he's hit the farthest home run in Yankee Stadium.
Freddie Freeman is a better hitter than Aaron Judge.
Only for the ball I've seen hit other than Aaron Judge is Jorge Soler in that world. That ball that still. That was.
He's on roids, but no, yeah, he's got
a trillion percent. But that's dope. That's fine.
Let him get away with it. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean,
he was with the Royals.
But no, but also Freddie Freeman. I need a first baseman and I need a lefty, and he's perfect. So I really hope they do get Freddie Freeman.
Yeah. Where's Voit? Is he gone?
He's Voit's there, overrated. But like they don't want him to play first base, and he really wants to play first base.
Just DHs?
Yeah.
That's awful.
But, dude, he's not a good defensive
Where's
first.
Gallo?
Like, have you seen him play? No.
Outfield.
Gallo's an outfielder, which is shocking.
But
he's an underrated outfielder, too. He got a gold glove.
He's a phenomenal player. Like, but that's what I'm saying. You have Judge and you have Gallo. Like, it's great to have them all. Don't get me wrong.
They just don't put it together in postseason. They should win, like, every other year.
Watching Gallo, like, when he's on your team is, like, much – it's, like, not as cool as you think.
No, and it's infuriating because it's like he's striking out –
You see all those strikeouts.
He's golden sombrero,
like, fuck,
like
yeah.
six times. Is that a porn term? Are we up to two now?
I can look that up. I will look that up.
Moving on. So we have probably the biggest night of the podcast. So next Friday night, March 4th, we're going to do a live show at the Crack Irish Pub. Big invite there. It should be a good time. We went in. Me and Justin went in last week. Check out the production stuff. Looks good all around. Seems like we're going to get a pretty good crowd with Frank the Tag Hogan opening up, followed by Bravo TV's Al Radcliffe. Big shout-out to him and his Pee Wee Seahawks team, hockey team, killing it.
Studs.
And Lights Out Lang, who's been kind of under the bubble for a little bit. And, you know, I want to hear what
under the bubble or under the radar?
Yep. Under the radar. I'm using bubble. You can use radar. But it should be a great event.
One of those is right. Don't think the other is.
We're gonna have some merch. What else are we going to have, guys? We're going to have a good night?
It's going to be a hell of a time. It's going to be a hell of a time. Be there.
Electricity.
Be there.
Electricity will be in the air. I'm interested. If it gets anything as heated or animated as that conversation just went, it's worth the price of admission. Well, there is no price of admission.
So what's the chances that you guys black out faster than the softball
team? Me and Anton have discussed
We've discussed
actually.
This. I literally have
Is that
going to
kick
girl.
Us off the show if we fucking fuck up this?
I'm on a cleanse.
Just don't fuck. Yeah, but you're bringing vodka to the damn show.
Call me. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I love
that's
Anton.
That's white Gatorade.
Anton
white Gatorade.
Vodka in a Gatorade bottle and you never would know.
It was red wine last week. I thought it was a juice cleanse. He's like, no, it's red wine.
That's how you have to show up to the show with that Gatorade bottle just so people are like, he's boozing.
Okay, let's make a truce on here.
No, I am not making a truce.
I will. I will. You have my word. You have my word.
Ruin the show by yourself?
I possibly could.
You have my word. I won't black out until after show.
No, I won't black out.
Don't take a sip of a drink till the first word is said on the first interview.
I reject.
I'm reject. Not gonna do what happened at the softball tournament. But like, fuck off.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'll Beat promise it. That magic ruins it before I do.
That's Damn. Not a chance. For those who follow along,
that's a good bet. Honestly,
I left to go to the Old Rook Field like during softball to go ump because I was running the whole thing, and Anton Hat was doing the score table, was doing the 50-50. He was drinking a screwdriver at 8:30 a.m. He's like, oh,
what
I
else do you drink at 8:30 a.m.? I want somebody to
call
that out.
I got a call from umpire Will Smith telling me that Anton already fucked up the score, so he had to take care of the score from that.
The hero of the day,
besides
Will Smith.
Steel cooking,
Fact.
That was you guys dropped the ball there. And I hope you guys make up for it. If you don't,
I was busy coaching a team to the championship. Yeah, we might have lost.
How did you coach?
You know, some of my players are telling me, coach, maybe simmer down on the nooners. Simmer down a little.
They're coaching you.
I just want to say I got in the heads of that team, and I won you the championship.
Definitely
I don't want
not.
To put it on me, but I did.
Definitely not. I call it, it's good draft picks. You know, it's good
I can honestly say Malachy's thinks that Anton is like a jinx and like... so pissed that I brought him.
He'll be there again.
I remember it was right before
the those burgers were great, everybody.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, maybe don't come up fucked up to the...
I won't show. I'll probably work until... Who do you think? Who do you think?
Probably won't even come.
Who's going to steal? Wow. Who's going to steal the show guest-wise?
I have a lot of expectation going into Lights Out Lang. He's the main event, would you say? I don't know.
These three guests are like, all of them have the capability to go off.
Frank's hot.
Frank's feisty, too.
Frank's fired up.
Frank is going to get lit, I think, that night. And Al, you never know with Alex. You really don't know what he's bringing to the table. A lot of ladies are coming from him, I'm being told.
Yeah,
Shout out that. I know he's in a relationship, you can't touch him or talk to him or anything like that.
For all our normal listeners out there, like, if you heard the Al interview, you know, you heard the Lights Out Lang. We're going to generalize a little bit just for the crowd and, you know, hearing their stories. But, yeah, we're going to go off the rails a little bit. We'll have a nice production.
Are we going to be allowed to, like, pass a mic around fans so they can absolutely. Ask questions?
Fans will be involved.
Fan questions. Fans will be involved.
I think we should do a segment of...
No.
Can you beat Magic Mike in sports trivia and you can win a gift card?
I like that. We have the gift
cards. You're
going
to have to give out a shit ton of fucking gift cards.
No, we'll limit it to three because when you lose all
we only have two, so
we'll get a third.
A third, so I owe you for the third guy.
We shouted it out at the end of the show, but we'll give it a little more time now that we have it. The off the hook meeting today was very, very successful. We finally got our hands on that beloved grumpy sandwich. It looks good. I want you guys to test it. I want to hear let's see what the polls at.
I want to see
what the people are saying because it was almost.
Can I throw
split
a little
50,
shade
50.
In a sneak peek? Can I throw a little shade?
Yeah, throw the shade.
So I saw a little bit of the beginning. So you did not put the mozzarella cheese on top of it, and you guys.
I never do that.
No,
I don't do that.
The grump. I'm with you.
Yeah, but you interrupt. Like, let me finish my.
No, because fuck you.
The beer's already flowing. There's another preview for next Friday.
With what he was saying,
I already finished
the mozzarella. I would have put it on there. I can accept that move. The lack of blue cheese is criminal.
I don't put blue cheese. I never use blue cheese. That's just a thing.
And you guys like pounded the sandwiches together. Like that has to be.
I didn't even finish. I was very pretty hungover.
That has to be some type of health.
Couldn't
violation.
Do it.
Craig, Showtime. I am going next week off my cleanse. I'm gonna be hungry. I'm gonna be taste my taste.
All right, we'll go and do it right.
I might wear a mustache. So they don't know who I am. They won't know who I am.
Phantom Anton.
Just in case. Yeah.
So right now,
Anton Gourmet.
The votes are tight. We got a 50. It's 56%. It's better than Grumpy's. 44% no.
Better than Grumpy's?
I'm gonna have a hard time admitting that.
No,
like,
not
even
better.
If it's true,
not better than Grumpy's. Is it at the Grumpy's level?
Okay.
56% are saying yes, 44% no.
People have to remember this quote. Sorry, Adam. I know I cut you off there, but like,
do it again.
Heroes are remembered, but legends never die. And we're
You're
letting a
legend
die tonight.
You're not a legend.
No, we're letting a grumpy fucking chicken buffalo chicken sub die. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, big shout out, Fox and Hound. You know, off the hook, trying to let it live. I also want to give a big shout out to Justin here, as he was the camera guy today. Is that mic on? You want to have any brief moment about it? If not, no big
second.
Deal.
Give him a second. Justin did a great job today with the camera work. Businessman, he was dressed in a suit. No reason why he was, but he. Well, maybe you can say why.
Well, I came from away, but it doubled his business attire, so it worked out. Nice. But John from Off the Hook was great. Hooked us
great
up
dude.
With some sandwiches and great service. It seemed like a great place, honestly. So we all got to get down there and do some fun stuff. But he really likes stealing Naz, and we really liked his sandwiches. So. Seems good.
Good.
It's
the onion rings looked great.
Onion rings
Didn't
were good.
Have them.
Fries were good. Beers were good. Sandwiches were good. John was good. Place was good. They got an outdoor patio. It's going to be hot. It's going to be the place of the summer.
They
I
do
think.
Something on like Sundays, don't they? Like a brunch
Reggae
thing?
Brunch on Sundays. Actually, we shouted it out in the video, but they have a great fucking Mardi Gras bar crawl going on this Saturday. Starts at the Fowler. Hop Brow Spot 2. Ends at the Off the Hook.
Do we have to go?
$20 a ticket. A trolley takes you between.
How are you going to say? How are you going to walk that?
Why did you tell me that?
I'm just telling you right now.
Where's the first place?
The Fowler.
Although, so Fowler to win.
Fowler to the Hoffy to fucking off the hook. Oh,
what a three.
Like, yeah, what fuck?
Best.
Who, can
we
should
start that at the Irish. Yeah, the only thing missing is the Irish,
to
be honest.
That's what you call the Doug Nolan special.
Yeah, you know who set that up. Like, come on now.
I say we go, fellas.
I agree. I think we should go.
Man. Saturday, $20 trolley. We're being driven around. We'll be with our guys. John's going to be there.
I'm all in. Let's all right. Do it.
And listeners, we hope to see you there. Let's have a day.
Do we have anything else before we bring it to ad read?
No, we have to get the porn star draft. We're going to try and get away with not doing it.
Episode 69, these bozos want to do a porn star draft. I guess I have to pretend that
should
I want to do it.
Should we flip a coin for it? Should we flip
a
coin?
Yeah,
Maddie and Magic up against it.
Matt goes first.
Fine.
Oh,
I'll allow it.
I'm going to do it. You know what I'm going to do.
I know you're taking Rachel.
I'm taking her. I have to. It's
take her too.
Are we doing a five-round draft?
I'm going to keep track. Rachel, is that your pick? Official pick?
That's 100% my pick. It's my game.
I'm trapping you into it because she's a terrible first pick.
She's a terrible first pick. She's a terrible first pick, but I just need to take her off the board for Mike.
So me and Steel are going to say it officially. So the first pick in the inaugural 69th episode, Steel and Naz porn star draft, Rachel Starr.
Thank you.
A good pick.
It's not a great pick. It's a good pick. It's a strategical pick that I knew Mike would take on the rap on the
You're playing chess, not checkers. Yeah, this is some Bill Belichick shit. I got you.
Take her off the board. Take her off the board.
I'm going to take another one of Mike's if he doesn't get it right.
Can you trade some draft picks for the second pick?
I'm playing a head game.
Do we got back to
draft picks for the second pick? I would trade a little.
Is it only us doing? Yeah. It's only me. It's me versus Anton until we run out of names.
Yeah, no, we're going five rounds.
We'll go five
rounds. Okay.
Just write it to him so he can announce it.
And I'll announce it.
Riley
maybe,
Reed.
Maybe the viewers
Riley
can
Reed.
Vote.
You got two. You got two.
Viewers can vote.
Viewers vote who has the better list of five. Yeah.
Yes, that's a good idea. Riley Reed.
So with the second overall pick of the Steel and Naz porn star.
Can I get my analysis first?
No. That comes fucking after, you fucking idiot.
Sorry. Announce it. Announce
Riley Reed. Second overall pick of the Steel and
Reason being, she's an absolute legend of the porn game.
She is.
She's top notch. Always about it. She'll do anything on camera.
They're porn stars. They're not fucking.
I'm more of a boob guy, so I am flustered by Anton picking Rachel Starr first. I'm not gonna lie, threw me off.
You have back to back. You're on the wrap.
Yeah, you're on the wrap. You're the next.
Oh boy. All right.
I'm gonna fuck.
Oh, no, you gotta give. You gotta.
I'm thinking we'll right now.
Steel announces it.
I need a pen then. I need a pen.
Don't hide that. Don't let me see my pen.
What are you gonna lose money if he sees
man.
It? No, but I know I'm in his head. All right, you're gonna lose the pick.
Give me a countdown.
Nine,
give me a countdown.
Eight, seven.
Boy. Oh boy.
Six,
no. Give him time.
Four,
no,
three.
Let him lose
two. One.
I gotta go with fucking Angela White.
Yes.
Third overall pick of the Steely Dash Point Star Draft. Magic Mike takes Angela White.
Any analysis?
Panic pick.
Great knockers, kind of a panic pick. She also leaves it on the field. Very passionate woman.
Pioneer of the game.
I don't know. She's electric. I wouldn't call her a pioneer. She's kind of new to the scene. She's taking
over.
Yeah,
but she's more open. Like she's
I'm going like mainstream picks, which I hate. This is not me. This is not me. You really got me.
You like the underground.
I'm about to steal. I'm about to. I'm
you're
about,
gonna
I'm,
fuck me up. Here.
I'm about to. I'm about to pay respect to the dead.
The fourth.
No. Oh no.
The fourth pick in the inaugural Steel and Naz episode 69th NFL draft. You know, porn star draft. Goes to R.I.P. August Ames.
Hell of a pick. Didn't even think of her.
I don't know how you didn't get her. I don't know how you didn't get her.
Fucking.
No, we get the next pick.
There's not even any analysis needed on her. I mean, she was just a star taken too soon.
Huge titties. Just. She was just too perfect. She was perfect. She's gone too soon. I miss her. You know, I'd like to jerk off to a new scene every once in a while, but you know what? The classics stay. The classics are here.
The best part about her is we'll never forget her.
Exactly. Gone but not forgotten.
Yeah. I'm not going to pick her, so I just got to shout out Shyla Styles here. Like, I just can't pick her because my list is already losing here, but... Shyla, like, RIP to Shyla, too. An actual, like...
Legend.
Pioneer.
She's a
an actual pioneer.
She's just.
I feel like Shyla Styles was the first 10 points porn star to ever do it.
So I'm gonna pander here. I'm gonna pander here, and it's because I wasn't ready because I was so thinking I was just so on August. But Kiss of Sins.
Kiss of Sins. The fifth.
Finally,
pick.
I'm back.
Fifth pick.
Fourth pick.
Fifth pick. You've had two.
Fifth pick of the draft.
I'll take Kissing.
She's very good. You know what? I don't like that. Fuck.
Let's move a little bit faster, guys. Magic's next pick.
All right. I need to write it down here for. This really is tough. I thought it was.
Yeah, we're thinking here.
Guys, couldn't have just wrote it before?
I mean, I thought. Yeah.
I am fucking flustered.
Jesus. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Got it. My pick is in.
You got two.
All right.
You get two. So think about
it. Oh, I knew it. I knew that was he. I fucking was going to steal it.
You can announce
him.
That one steal. I knew I was going to steal that on him.
With, we had sixth overall pick? Sixth overall pick of the Steeler Dads inaugural point star draft. We have
Blake Blossom.
Steal at six.
I will say.
I'm a very big steal.
I love her. You know what?
Deep Magic is back.
You know what? She's just a current.
Who'd you pick after August?
It's Kissa.
Yeah, you fucked up. I fucked up. If you got Blake there, I might have killed myself.
That's what I'm saying. I had her on my list, and I was just not. We're timed here.
Magic, you're up again.
I know.
Anton, get your pick ready.
I don't have a pen.
Just write on your phone and show me.
I got a good one here.
It's going to.
Oh, no.
I got a good one.
No.
And with the seventh overall pick of the Steel and Nass
keeper.
Point star draft, we got Madison Ivy.
Madison Magic.
Magic's on fire.
I definitely just redeemed myself with those two picks. You're in trouble.
That was good. That was a good middle score.
You're in trouble. You had me in the first couple of rounds. You are in trouble now.
What a comeback.
All right. Give me the pen.
You know you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
So that was the seventh pick. This is the eighth.
Analysis on Madison and Blake. I feel like Blake's a little bit of a young Madison. She could get there. Madison is like a Hall of Fame porn star. She just is.
All right. Well, I'm taking two.
Everyone knows Madison.
I'm playing safe. Just safe. I'm playing safe.
There's no such thing as safe in the porn game.
And wait. So I had the first pick. Do I have the last pick?
Are these my last two? Eighth and ninth. Yeah. And then Magic gets his last
one. I need more. Should we do 10 rounds?
Nah. This is taking way too long.
It's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
You know I feel satisfied that we're getting this in on episode 69. It's better than our original plan, you know?
Yeah,
100%.
Our original plan was to get Rachel Starr on the show, though, right?
Correct.
That was it. We had a couple other people were in the mix.
Yeah, that didn't work out. But
yeah. All right. Here's my two picks here.
All right. You got
one's a classic. Just pandering to the audience here. I'm not going to lie. I love her. Phenomenal ass. You know, it's just top tier. Blonde. You know who she is.
Let's hear him.
And my other one is my go-to jerk. She rides a dick like a go-to jerk.
Put it on a shirt.
The eighth pick in this whatever draft is Alexis Texas. That's a good one.
Good pick.
That's a good pick.
She was on the Full Send podcast. If you want to hear like an actual podcast crew lucky enough to talk to a porn star like we were hoping tonight. She did do that.
Another one who I don't really know anything about.
This is my go-to.
Pick in the draft, Kimmy Granger.
Loved her. Rise a dick.
Great choice. Great choice.
Out of Arizona State.
Of course she's from ASU.
And the last pick in the 69th episode goes to...
I'm going to use my time on this. This is
okay. It's the final pick.
It's the final pick.
You know what? I was thinking five was too much, and
it's just the right amount. We've hit all the legends. Like not, I'll be pulling out.
You know who I went this. We'll do honorable mentions. Okay.
Laser focus, man. Tenth pick.
Tenth.
I don't want to give you a tenth, but I wish instead of kiss her typical.
Let me get the pen. Let me get.
Take way too long.
You want me? No, we're not. We're really not. The people are here for this.
This is 69's episode.
Print the shirts.
All right.
Kendra Lust.
Kendra Lust, the final overall.
Kendra Lust, I gotta get a little milfy.
You know what, Lisa Ann was passed up, like Asa, like the Barstool people.
Definitely good honorable mention.
Yeah, yeah. Like Adriana Chesnick. I almost should have taken her over Kissa.
Adriana Chechnik.
Whatever his name is.
She can do some things. Bonnie Rotten, I'll throw that in. I wanted Bonnie. My brother's a huge Bonnie.
Bonnie's a little nuts just to put in the poll. I would have. I love her.
Bonnie's a rocket.
spider webs on the nips are just, I don't know, something does it. Does it for
don't
me.
See it every day.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of the things that girl does every day.
So there you go. You got your 69th episode fling. How does it feel?
Good. And I just want to shout out the shirt. I do watch porn for the plot. I have paid for browsers. I pay for the content. I'm here for, like, I just respect so much what these people do. And I wish they...
Way to take a stand, Magic.
I'm taking a stand.
Way to take a fucking stand.
I'm taking a stand. You might think, oh, Magic's the poor pervert porn guy. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
We all are.
You are. Yeah,
we all are deep down. We've all been dying for this moment.
Yeah, if like, you see me at the live show and you want to... Like, porn Antan, it's like... I just don't want to meet him.
Like, you don't want to meet them?
Porn Antan, like, regular Antan, just doesn't like him. It's just like, if we were to meet on the streets...
All right, talk. So
I'm gonna dig into another part of fitness, which is a better part of fitness. Well, actually, it's
what
a,
about fitness in your mouth?
That was great.
Craig's gonna cancel the sponsorship.
Yeah.
Slide I had to.
Yeah, we're gonna head on the slide edge fitness. Just do it, Justin. All right.
2022 is here. Do you have your resolution? Here's an idea. Make your way down to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance located in Braintree, Mass. Owned and operated by Coach Craig Kelly, you can be assured you are getting the best training around. Whether looking to improve your health or gain a slight edge on your competition, this is the gym for you. Group fitness classes as well as personalized one-on-one training are both available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com as well as follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. It's time to get fit, so let it rip.
Moving on in transition, I know that was kind of your marquee matchup there. Me and Steele, you know, marquee matchup in here is the Bruins coming off a nice 5-1 victory over the Colorado Avalanche in their matinee game on President's Day on Monday. 3-2-1 without Brad Marchand. Brad Marchand returns to the lineup tonight against the Seattle Kraken. I'll start with, you know, Monday. I thought it was a game where everyone was going in. I think the Bruins were like plus 180. No one really gave them any confidence or any push to win this game as the Avalanche are on fire, the best team record-wise.
Yeah, best team in hockey.
In hockey.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
But for the Bruins, Bruins to come in, Pasternak 2 goals, pick up the slack where, you know, Marchand isn't there. I think Jake DeBrusk has had a real underrated season. I know only 9 goals, but I think he's playing like third line. He's
done things.
Yeah, he's hopping on the first line tonight, which is big. I mean, if you're listening to this on Saturday, we're recording on Thursday night, so they play the Kraken tonight. But, you know, what you see from Swayman is what you got. 28 saves, 29 shots. It seems like he's a hit or miss, and that's going to be big, you know, going forward, going on this big stretch now out west with the Kraken easy game tonight. Hopefully they get the job done, and they got the Sharks on Saturday. What you think of the game, Steele?
That was as great of a performance as you can ask for. I mean, you got a matinee game against the best team in the league, and you absolutely kicked their ass. What more can you ask for?
I'm glad. Big shout out to the High Slot Podcast. They handed out 2 tickets for that. I'm glad I didn't win because I didn't have work that day, but you know, I do some drinking over the weekend, did some skiing. If I go out there skiing on the slopes, we're having a lot of fun there.
Where'd you hit?
I hit Wachusett. It was a good time.
Wachusett, nice.
But my point was, if I got to a Bruins game at 1 o'clock on a day that I didn't want to drink, that tarps off.
Yeah, of course.
especially when it's a 5-1 win against.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The
no, and it was incredible. I mean, Pasta, his last 3 goals, last 2 games, including the OT winner the other night. I mean, amazing stuff. He's back to sniping. They've all been barred down, and they shut down. I mean, MacKinnon didn't do much. I mean, they looked great. I mean, MacKinnon got so frustrated he friggin' slashed the ref.
Yeah, that was...
like, he was so pissed off, he literally hit a rep. Yeah.
I have said it time and time again, but, like, Nathan MacKinnon's probably one of my favorite players in the NHL. Guy's just an absolute dirt dog. Has been on the wrong side of Colorado for, you know, throughout his career, and they finally start getting good again with Kyle Macker, you know, leading the way on the defensive side. And the seems like every time the Bruins play a good West Coast team, they take care of business. So it really speaks to me. Is the East just that much better than the West? And my answer for that is easily yes. Mm-hmm. I think the Hurricanes are a wagon this year. Both teams in Florida, Tampa, Florida, you get the job. They get the job done there. Even Toronto's had a pretty good season. I get the Bruins are on a stalemate here with the last position in wild card, and it doesn't seem like anyone's going to pass them unless they really tank. But for the most part, every team in front of them is a wagon, and anyone can win. Absolutely. Anyone can be beaten. Anyone can win.
And, just got to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, and the way they played on Monday, too, is like Kemper, the goalie for Colorado, like he played his ass off, and they still got their ass kicked. Like, I mean, like if he sucked, they like the Bruins could have scored 10 on Monday.
Jesus.
Like, they absolutely outplayed that team. Big thing, Marchand coming back. 3-2-1 without Brad Marchand is a complete win. That's an absolute victory.
And win.
Like, without
and
a
you
doubt.
Were, yeah, you were out Bergeron for a couple games.
Yep, exactly. So that's an absolute win. Swayman, his last four, is 3-0-1. He's moved up. I think it's goalies that have played, like, 30 starts, I think. He's fourth in save percentage and fifth in goals against average. So, actually, I think I have that backwards. He's fourth in goals against average, fifth in save percentage. So I think he's starting to pull away as the guy a bit over Omark.
I think it's been no doubt. You guys know, if you've been listening, that I'm not big, and you shouldn't be big on Linus Allmark. He got way too much money. Swayman's just a kid getting picked on all season. Oh, Tuukka's going to come back. We're going to sit the kid down to the minors. But, well, you know what? Tuukka's retired now. Swayman's got it between the pipes. And I think they got Allmark tonight and Kraken. Yeah, but I think Saturday night, Swayman gets the show again. I think he's going to play like 3 out of 4 going forward. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think right now he's definitely your playoff goaltender, because this team's going to make the playoffs. That's the way it's structured. That's the way it's going to happen.
He's got to be.
And there's, I mean, like, that could, like, because you, when you have a two goalie system like this, like, he's hot now, you have to play the hot one then.
Yes.
Like, I think it's going to be Swayman. That's my pick for it. But if Omark, I mean, like, if the final 2 weeks of the season, Omark just absolutely goes on fire, then you got to ride the hot one.
Did we talk about it last week? Did we talk about the shootout last week that, like, went forever against the Rangers?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was wild. That it went to the bottom of the ninth, and they scored. And the Rangers scored. Because they didn't have Bergeron nor Marchand, who are, you know, typically really good.
Especially Marchand.
Yeah, really good shootout guys. So
was it people just not getting it in, or were
not getting it in?
I think like they were all saved. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first two completely undressed Swayman. So I got really scared there. Bruins came back, scored like the 2 and 3. I think Charlie Coyle had one of the goals, and then for like 7 straight, like neither team scored. And I will say Swayman made some nice saves, but there were some like bad attempts on both sides too. I don't think the Bruins had a good attempt the last 7.
Oh yeah,
ridiculous. It was finished off by a nice, I think, deke out finish there. But I think you gotta, for this team to go anywhere, I've been just reiterating it. One of these goalies has to get hot, and then secondly, I've been waiting for it all season. Taylor Hall's wing in on the second line. Who's going to replace David Krejci on that second line there? And I haven't seen a guy yet on the team. And then they've been talking about, you know, the trade deadline coming up of Phil Kessel coming to the Bruins. Before I'll let you, you know, what's your take Let's on go. Phil Kessel? Because I got another name for him.
Love Phil Kessel. Love Phil Kessel.
Yeah, everyone's kind of hating on him.
Is he a Maple Leaf?
No, he's on the Coyotes. He's just dancing in Phoenix right now.
Yeah, wasting away in
Never
Phoenix.
Never played for the Maple Leafs, though?
He did.
No, he did. He did for a while. That's where he went after the Bruins.
I know that name.
Yep. He's a big hot dog guy.
Love that.
Veteran stud.
If baseball comes back and play, you know, he could take some Fenway Franks. But let me give you another name for you, because he's another wing. I think they're looking for a certain center. I'm looking at another wing on his team, former BU guy, Clayton Keller. Have you heard of that name?
I have.
23 years old, 21 goals, 24 assists on the season, and a really struggling Arizona Coyotes team who can't even fill.
Yeah, they don't even.
They can't even fill the living room over there in the studio here.
Yeah, Quincy Youth's too big for that.
So I would like to see them go. I've been looking at this name all week. I'm like, who can they get? Who can they get besides that? I think he's a big name that could help you on that secondary line there and give an opportunity to get Pastrnak back on the first line.
Absolutely.
But when Marchand, you know, Bergeron, everyone comes together.
The one thing that's just tough is like the trade deadline is like. Like, how much, because, like, where the wild card team, like, obviously, like, how much are you willing to spend this year? You know what I mean? Like, this isn't, like, the past, like, 3 or 4 years, it's like, we're winning the fucking cup. Let's get Taylor Hall. Like, let's do, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you do that this year and pool it all and try to go all in? And it's tough. Like, Keller would be good because you probably get him for not too much, I would think.
I think, for me, you need secondary guys. You need people on the second line, third line, to fill the gaps there. I think their defense, You know, I haven't talked well about their defense, you know, for the last couple of years. But I think the defense is at a high point right now where, you know, Charlie McAvoy's anchoring it. But you have Grizzly. Riley's been big this season. Another name to look at, too, for Vancouver Canucks. If you're talking about second-line centers who can step in there, give me JT Miller, who's
JT
got
Miller.
18 goals, 35 assists on the season. I think a big guy, veteran leadership. I think he's our age now. Holy shit.
He's the biggest one I would want out of the names. Like, yeah. I would like JT Miller the
but
most.
But, like, what would you have to give up? They have too many fourth-line guys and not enough second-line guys. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So, like, at what point do you just dish off a couple fourth-line guys and like, a third-round pick, fourth-round pick or something for a guy like JT Miller, which is probably a rental at this point, right?
I'd assume
so, yeah. Rental.
I think he's an unrestricted free agent, so like, yeah, I think he's just anything could happen.
Yeah, and I think for the Bruins too, I'm not reading into this, you know, mumbo jumbo about Bergeron's gone. Yeah, he got hurt or whatever, but I think he's still got another year or two, and maybe even three.
Yeah, it is definitely getting there though.
Yeah, he's getting there, but he's not done. I don't think that for a second.
Heart of a warrior.
I think these hockey players are just a different breed than, you know, NFL guys. Besides Tom Brady and
Chara just got to fucking Chris Chelios is like.
Yeah, he's tied.
Thing, which is like, that's a record you should never even be near.
He's tied. I'm like, what if he gets struck by lightning today? That would suck.
Like, you should just never, ever be close to that record, ever. Like, hang it the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, but
like, 1,600 games, man.
I thought he was done for some reason.
That's nonsense.
Nah, he's playing for the Islanders, and the Islanders are in lowland right now.
He trends on Twitter almost, like, weekly because of how much Islanders fans hate him.
Hate him.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. The whole, like, on your way out, get traded at the trade deadline to like a cup contender team. I don't even think, obviously, his career is worth it, but the player he is now, I don't think he's going to get that. I think he's just going to get stuck in the Islanders. They might even dump him out or might just finish his year out of respect. You know, they're not going anywhere. But
would be fucked up if they dump him.
Yeah,
that would suck. Yeah,
that's a terrible.
But
way
that would be like New York Islander typical scumbag franchise.
At the end of the day, it was a good move by the Bruins. You know, letting him walk.
Oh, absolutely.
Was that last year?
Yeah, last year, the year before.
Yeah, the year before. I think that was for the age he was.
He was
43 numbers. Yeah.
Playing hockey.
Yeah. But the bottom line for this team, man, they make the moves at the deadline for second line guys. If you can get another defenseman or two, that helps. But the bottom line is who's going to perform well goaltending? Because if somehow Jeremy Swayman could come through and just be a fan favorite, I think we'd all live for that here.
We were on the wrong side of Jordan Binnington, all I'm saying.
Yes.
All I'm saying. God wants us on the right side this year.
Jordan Binnington just seems so much more relaxed, though. Like,
that guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah, but
have you seen him like try to fight people and stuff on the ice? Try to like almost like snapping sticks, trying to fight refs and stuff.
I just see him in terms of his poise. When I see Jeremy Swayman, I see him as like a hybrid guy, just like ready to let loose on one shot. Gets kind of too jumpy to imagining, and that I think youth it'll just come with experience.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm hoping it does. But if I see Linus Ullmark in game one of the NHL playoffs, I might not watch it.
That's a fair. That's a fair boycott. Yeah, he will watch it, but
yeah,
in disgust.
It's a fair boycott
with Combo holding my head on the Irish pub bar like he did after Game 7 against the Blues.
Dark days.
That was a tough one.
Your head. What do
I
you
think
mean?
About that.
Consoling you?
No, like my head was down on the bar and he was trying to hold it up. I was
and to switch the topic from that. As quickly as possible.
Yep. So the Celtics get underway on their second half of the season, 50 games in, a 34-26. Sitting sixth in the Eastern Conference. They're playing a depleted Brooklyn Nets team. Yep. No Durant, no Simmons.
No Kyrie.
And, oh, they're winning this. If they don't, that's...
Yeah,
they
should.
They start off and, like, I think it's three cakewalks in a row. To start the year.
I got it right here.
I think it's the Nets, the Pistons, and the Pacers.
The Pistons ain't no walk in the park, though. They won 9 in a row right before the break. I didn't watch a single second.
The Pistons did?
Yeah.
No, we did.
Yeah, we...
No, the Pistons aren't just a walk in the park.
No, I know. Oh, I thought you meant the Pistons won 9 in a row.
No.
We won 9 in a row.
We
lost the
Pistons. I didn't even think about, really, I didn't have a time to watch that game. But then all of a sudden I saw they lost. And I'm like, 9 of 10... I guess you got to take what you can take, especially from this team. But with Rob Williams and Marcus Smart coming in healthy, at least into this game tonight, like you said to your point, Brooklyn, Detroit, Indiana, Atlanta, who, you know, has been up and down team. That's a team that can take care of business. Those first four games, you got to go at least 3-1. I think you got an opportunity to really turn the tables on this division. I think there's teams that are very deadly in the playoffs, but their record-wise aren't deadly right now.
Yeah, it's a pick 'em almost in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close to that anyway.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm seeing the Milwaukee Bucks is one of the teams I'm looking at.
Oh, yeah.
Wait until James Harden plays for the Sixers. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work or not. I really don't know if that's going to work.
Pretty worried if it does, though.
The Bulls in the Heat are very similar.
If he catches fire down there, that could be an issue.
The Bulls in the Heat are very similar teams, in my opinion. They got a lot of shooters, a lot of talented players. But outside of, you know, the Heat have a little bit more experience with that bubble run a couple years ago. Those are two teams to look out for. And then I think, you know, where the Celtics could find their way if they were able to, you know, win some games here and luck out is matching up with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Because, you know, they've been easily the surprise of the NBA season. But at the end of the day, if the Celtics are playing Cleveland in the first round, I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing shocking about those Cavaliers teams, I've just seen like their highlights. I haven't watched many Cavs games, but very likable team.
Oh, very likable team. A
lot
team.
Of studs on that
it's
team.
Just the fact that they play for Cleveland.
After years of hating that city and LeBron and everything, like that's a very likable team.
LeBron said at like the All-Star game, Cleveland had three All-Stars in the game or something, including like himself as a Cav.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Blasphemous, but
what do you mean? He didn't say that?
Probably did, but he's not a Cav right now. He's on the Lakers.
What a jackass.
Yeah, that
jackass
guy sucks. Is right.
No, Jared Allen has been a key piece.
Stud.
And they got him from, how'd they get him?
Was it Brooklyn? No.
No, it was a James Harden trade, right? He got dumped and they dumped someone. He just got dumped to Cleveland for like a three-team trade.
Yeah,
and now they don't even have James Harden anymore. And now I know he's a replacement, but probably a top 10 center in the league right now. And Jared Allen. Darius Garland's been terrific for that team all season. And who's that rookie that they've been talking about? He was lights out in that skill. I watched the skills competition for like 15 minutes. He was electric.
He was got it done? Good.
He was good.
Good. How about awful dunk contest?
Yeah, I heard that.
I didn't watch that. Did not watch it.
I didn't watch any of this stuff. J. Cole looked like he put on a pretty good halftime.
They were just flaming it on like the entire, like the announcers, like the people in the stands. Like they asked like Shaq or something after. He was like, dude, that entire thing was like a 5. Or something. Like, he was like, it was awful.
What was the big thing going on that, like, literally every NBA star was there at that All-Star game? Like, what was the occasion?
Oh, it was the 75th anniversary of the NBA. Game, no, but, like, this is why they were there. Anniversary of the All-Star game. So, the NBA made a list with, like,
the
votes from writers and, like, players of the top 75 players to ever play the game.
Oh, wow.
So Paul Pierce, that's actually pretty good.
Pierce was there. KG was there.
Pierce, KG was on it.
Ray Allen was there, too.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was number one, obviously. So number two, I'll ask this before, you know, we end the Celtics talk. Well, we'll talk about Celtics after. But LeBron James was number two. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes. It sucks, but I do.
Okay.
Like, it's just like
a statistic.
I guess you
have to since, like, everyone says he's number one.
It's like a statistical fact.
Like, I don't want to. Yeah, I agree. I don't want to say.
But like, I hate that guy.
But you think like him losing all those championships and like a guy like, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Who's...
Well, there's two LeBron championships that just can't be held against him. Two losses. The Cavs won in 07 to the Spurs. They didn't stand a fucking prayer.
Yeah, and then the Warriors.
The Warriors won. Like those two cannot they got swept twice, but he should have. Like those teams just did not stand a prayer. The Mavericks one is like the only real one that's like. Terrible on his resume.
Let's not sit here and defend him.
Yeah, like I don't know. He sucks, but he's that good. Like that's just reality.
Maybe Billy Russell, maybe number two. I really don't know.
It's got to be for that much more than like anyone else.
We'll give it to LeBron. Fuck it.
So yeah. So number actually, the official one.
Name the top five.
The official one, I don't think was given out like a top 75. They just kind of named 75
players. Yeah, it was just the names. I think.
But ESPN like broke it down and was just like these are the top 75. And Kobe Bryant was like 10, and I couldn't disagree with that more. Not just like a big Kobe Bryant guy, but that guy, top 5 player to ever play the game, no doubt. A couple other names here that I'll throw out. Like I said, Pierce got on it. Larry Bird was in the top 10. Who else was like a big if? Damian Lillard was on it.
He's the biggest if.
That's the biggest if.
He's been quiet. I haven't heard that dude's name
at
all.
He's won like one playoff series.
I know.
Like,
I don't get it.
That's like the career.
Melo got on.
That's like the highlight.
All the guys you probably expect to get on, like Wilt Chamberlain, top five. Anthony Davis got on it. Yeah, Clyde Drexler. All the guys who you thought would get on it got on it.
Who is the top five? What did they rank them?
I can't find it right now, and I'm not gonna like.
Yeah, no, don't bother.
Oh no, I got it right here. Here we go.
Back.
So no, never mind. Okay, forget it. But
and we're gone.
And we're gone. But yeah, Ray Allen got it. It was a nice picture of the big three. They got a picture of it.
Did they do a
video? Yeah, it was Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Great.
There was a video of kind of like not dapping up, like
kind of like that. They have beef. Kind of hate that.
Yeah, back to
as I should. Kevin, he that was what did they call him? Judas Shuttlesworth.
I want Kevin Garnett to hate Ray Allen.
Yeah. Like I love my Brady hype up videos, but Kevin Garnett is the most intense athlete to ever walk the earth. There's no question.
We're bringing the bazookas, the AKs.
Yeah, light it up. It's been going to war, baby.
It's been like 10 years since that trade happened, and he's still salty. And I from one standpoint, I'm like, all right, give it up. But to another standpoint, I'm like, keep it.
I love it.
Let it arrive.
That's what makes him KG.
I never want to see those two shake hands, ever.
No.
At war for life.
KG is the best. That team was the fucking best. We were blessed. What a fucking time it was.
Oh, man. This year's Celtics, though, they get their guys back in Williams and Smart tonight. I feel like when is the time? I know they're both under 25 or 26, but when is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown going to take this team off to another level? And it seems like this year, like, is the year to do that, to be the surprise team. Last year, you saw the Atlanta Hawks as a surprise team. Year before, you saw the Miami Heat. Can they be the surprise team this year?
I'm hopping on the bandwagon now. I've been shitting on this team to blow it up. I'm reversing now. I'm hopping on.
I want to so bad because I really like the Derek White pickup after, like, a week or two and seeing him. And, you know, I think they could have got a little bit more in return for, you know, the rental ship of Dennis Schroeder. But, you know, having a familiar guy who already knows the system and Daniel Tice, I think that's big for this team. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you know, you get a first-round series. If they play Milwaukee in the first round, if they play, like, even the Brooklyn Nets in the first round, they are done. They're done.
Definitely Milwaukee.
They're done.
We got to see what this Nets team is like with this new arrangement.
The Nets team is going to be great.
I'd love to play that, though.
We have to see.
We'd lose, but just like the hate and how intense it would be, I'd love to play the Nets.
And yeah, I would
love it.
I was down last year, even though we were going to get smoked.
Yeah, like feed me the war.
Yeah, but we have a little bit more this year. Jaylen Brown didn't play last year. I know that asshole Kyrie Irving is going to luck out because they're going to end the mandate.
Yeah.
In New York.
That was always the plan. You know that guy was going to. That was always.
He might put that as the caption.
Yeah.
Always the plan.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Let's just lift that mandate two weeks before the NBA lifting that mandate.
What a move. Everyone got the fucking vaccine and now it's gone. Now you didn't need it.
Yeah, wild.
I'm still sitting here fucking good.
That guy stinks. Fuck the Nets.
All right, another thing I want to bring up is the Juwan Howard suspension. So Michigan's not really having that good of a year. Clearly frustrated with a double-digit loss. Fat Wisconsin coach just gets in his face.
Yeah.
And I don't think Juwan Howard is ready to, sing
Fab
that.
Five, dude. Yeah. Fab Five.
I didn't see the footage. Like, what? I heard the guy, like, grabbed his arm
and
he gave him, like,
shaking
a, like,
one. Shaking
kinda,
hands.
It was kind of like an overhand, like, palm.
Because Wisconsin kept scoring when they, just dribble out the clock. So I'm sure that's, like, what he was upset about. And he obviously had to come out, like, the next day or two and be like, that's unacceptable. I represent the university in the wrong way. But that's just a man taking care of his business.
Yeah.
If I'm him, like if you got him on the microphone right now, Juwan Howard, he would do it again.
Oh yeah.
To back up his players and not take, because Michigan gets good recruits, year after year. So does Wisconsin. But there's gonna be a year that maybe it's next year, maybe it's the year after where Michigan just kills the brakes off the Wisconsin basketball team. And he's just going to run it up. And instead of, defending himself for, actions that are, oh my God, he should be fired. I can't believe I heard all that shit going on of him being fired.
Absolutely.
And he did the right thing, in my opinion. Obviously, maybe a little bit excessive with the slap, but if you ask Magic, I think that's just another night at the pub.
sure.
But my bottom line is he took the high road after it happened. And, you know, he's going to take the high road all the way to when they play him again and blow him out. Watch.
Well, he had to. I mean, if he defended what he did, he'd be probably fired.
So he's out until after the regular season. And don't get me wrong, I'm not this huge college basketball guy. I don't really keep tabs until the conference championship tournaments. But just wait. If Juwan Howard is back for the Big Ten tournament, if they match up against Wisconsin and they pull up the upset,
that's going to be a must-watch.
Hatred's the beauty of college sports.
Get your popcorn ready.
That'll be
must-watch. That's the beauty of college sports. They just hate each other, and it's awesome.
I really want that matchup to happen again, and it could probably happen in the early rounds because I think Michigan's like 18-13, and that's not going to get you in the NCAA tournament.
No, you
got to
win, yeah. But that's why another ejection that happened was UConn's playing Villanova. UConn's 21 in the country. Villanova's 8. Their coach gets a technical for just like starting shit with the refs, going off at them. He starts firing up the crowd at UConn. Like they're about to beat the number 8 team in the country. It's like a 1-point game. He starts going like this. The crowd's going berserk. The roof's flying off the building. For doing that, the refs give him a second tech and have him ejected. He fired up the crowd.
One of the most that wasn't the Pravi game. Pravi game was unreal.
That was last night. This was probably like 3 days ago.
Yeah, and they beat
Beat Villanova. They ended up winning without the coach. UConn's back.
Dan Hurley's a beast.
Yeah.
He used to coach somewhere around here too. I think he coached URI.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, really, really intense and trying to get the guys of the game.
Let's go.
You can't call it technical. You cannot call it technical.
They're selling tickets to watch the team play, and you can't hype up the team up. Just guys who paid.
You just hyped up the student section, man. How are you getting ejected for that?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
The fans should be part of the game. I like them.
It's like a Big East championship level game. I mean, there's two of the best teams in the Big East.
Them, like, not having fans for a year probably, like, did off for all college sports.
Yeah, I mean, they had to cancel the tournament. That was, like, the first thing that went.
Yeah, that was the first. That was, like. That was tough.
Yeah.
We had to give everyone refunds back of our March Madness tournament. So let's get into
when is the conference championships?
2 weeks.
Like 2 weeks?
It might be like a week.
The conference ones might be a week, yeah. But March Madness, March, like, I think like the
2 weeks.
17th.
We'll have
like
to get that going. Our sales guy / marketing assistant, Anton, we'll have to get on that.
Anton?
Yeah.
Anton just got promoted to fucking marketing assistant?
Well, no, he's like marketing assistant, right? Actually. And he also won the NFL
confidence pool.
It definitely wasn't rigged because Justin ran the whole thing. But shout out to Anton.
Yeah,
right?
Maddie would have been the last fucking person we picked.
he made it. I don't know if that He donated all those great prizes.
Yeah, everything
and
was
got,
his.
He
so
basically
he
got paid for donating, so it worked out well.
Yeah, moving into our last segment of the night. New segment, actually, as the law offices of Pat Foley, big shout out to him, big Quincy Mass guy. If you're from Quincy, you got to know him. He's running somewhere. He's a bat out of hell. You know, he's boxing a punch of bad. Just great guy to be around and great person to do, you know, business with. We're going to help out communities with this segment here. So we're all... It'll be even better during football season, which we did it around then, but, you know, it's better late than never. We're all going to pick, you know, a big game for the weekend. So we record on a Thursday. So we're going to do Saturday games. If we lose, we're going to donate. I think we'll start with a small amount of money and it will just add up for the losers because, you know, we haven't had the best of winners this year. Just going to be perfectly honest with you. We haven't been the best on our spreads. But we will get there.
Fucking Thursday night football.
But yeah,
we have to be better. Coco of the High Slot podcast said he had to be better, and he went on like an 11-1 nice fucking
good for him.
Year.
He got better.
He got better. We got to get better.
So I will kick it off. All the losings will go to a charity of choice to Pat Foley. We've been looking around. I don't want to announce a one yet because we haven't really confirmed it. But for me, I think it's just looking at the Saturday slate alone, Bruins are on the road against San Jose at 10 p.m. San Jose is a 500 team. They're hosting them. Swayman's going to be in net. Marshawn's going to be hungry on this West road trip. I know it's going to happen. I think he has at least a goal or two tonight against the Kraken. But I'm thinking the lines aren't even out for this game yet. I think San Jose will probably be dogs by a little bit just because, I mean, they're at home. I'm taking the Bruins on the road. To ride a three-game winning streak heading out of the weekend with wins hopefully tonight against Seattle. You know, they had a win against Colorado, and hopefully they cap it off with a nice one against San Jose Saturday night. Who you got still?
Believe. Love it. Saturday, we got a 2 o'clock game. We got Number 18, Arkansas, taking down number 6, Kentucky at home. Arkansas has won 12 of the last 13, I think, including an overtime win over Auburn, who's currently number 3 in the country. Kentucky's down at least one, maybe two of their starting guards. I think one of them's like, it's a wrist injury and he's game time decision. But they're beat up. I think Arkansas, the home crowd, I think it's their time. They got this.
I like it.
Down go the Wildcats.
Down go the Wildcats. Saw Kansas play the other day. This guy was lights out, but I haven't seen Kentucky play this year. Arkansas is always a good SEC team that's really in the middle of the mix.
Yeah, I think they got like the same record.
Magic, you got one any good?
My pick's coming in. It's
coming.
It should be coming in.
We'll keep talking. Then what'd you think of the Brady movie?
I like the premise.
Oh, you look. We'll talk.
No, my pick's literally coming in for Montana. It will be a dual pick.
It's looking
a dual walk.
All right, well, he's gonna take 20 minutes.
He's on the horn. He's on the horn.
That looks decent anyway.
Yeah,
you think
no,
so?
I think the idea anyway.
I feel like he's gonna be like play like a wannabe KG. It's just gonna be like these actors and actresses or whatever on the road trip, and then they're just gonna see him at the Super Bowl. He might have like a couple lines. He was good in Entourage, knew all his shit. But I don't think it's going to be like a big thing. I think it would just be like, oh, yeah, he's there.
Oh, yeah,
it'll
no,
be more of a cameo.
It screams like Netflix. No, I think he's like the star of the movie.
I don't know about that.
I think that's the premise of it.
Is that they're taking a road trip to him playing in, I think, the Falcons Super Bowl.
No, it was the it's the Eagles.
Okay.
When they lost.
Oh.
Because I think it's a true story. I think it's like some like, I don't know, itty bitty, whatever it was.
We'll see. One step at a time. Four people road trip to the Super Bowl. That's just gonna be it.
Yeah,
it seems like a not a huge great plot, but
did you get a pick in? Because we gotta wrap this up.
Sixers -2 over the Grizz tomorrow night. That is your lock.
Friday night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Well, you gotta say because
Friday night. Yes, Sixers over the Grizz Friday night. Wolves over the Wolves. Actually, that's
over the Wolves.
Sixers over the Wolves -2. Hammer it. That's an Anton and Magic lock.
Okay.
Go Blazers.
Going forward, we have to do Saturdays just so we can get the video on time. Can mix it up.
That's fair.
But Anton.
He said odds weren't out for the weekend.
Anton's a fucking shady character.
He's in route.
Yep. Folks, want to thank you for tuning in. It's better for making this all possible. Big shout out to Slide Edge Fitness and Performance. Gonna hop right into it. The law offices of Pat Foley.
Shout out Off the Hook too. We were there today trying out that new Buff Chick sandwich.
Yeah, how'd that go? Good stuff.
Very good sandwich. Okay. They got the recipe for sure. People are saying the bread's different. It might be a little different, but it's a good spot. Fucking definitely gonna be down there this summer.
Yeah, I haven't had a bad experience yet. I think I've been there 3 times.
And we got
I don't
a couple.
Think I've made it yet.
We got a couple gift cards. We're gonna be giving away. So
stay tuned.
Stay tuned is right.
Make sure to get to Off the Hook this year.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know, that's all from Steele and Nasby. Safe out there. And we'll see you next week, but not over these sound waves. We're going to see you at the Crack Irish Pub for a big live event. Frank the Tank Hogan, Al Radcliffe.
Lights out Lang.
Lights out Lang.
Champ is here.
Hedge Better, Mass Music Radio, Collide. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's going to be something.
Quite the event. See you there.